Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
We have a guest in the studio now, don't we, Maggie?
Do we? Oh, yes, it's young Chris.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chris. Chris from Sight for White, and it's the Sight for White segment.
Yes.
Sight for White, as you tell us in the ad, is the operating name of the Isle of Wight Society for the Blind.
Mm. It is, yes. Do you know, it feels like I've only just been in, because it was a month ago, wasn't it?
It was a month ago, yeah. It's just that we you know... You haven't been in for absolutely ages.
No.
And now you're coming in all regular.
Thank you, Maggie.
What's happening up the road there then?
Okay. Well, obviously, I have to mention, first of all, the story writing competition.
Yes.
The closing date is this Friday.
Oh, it's come up quick.
It has come up quick. So there is still time to enter. So if you want to enter, if you're an adult, it is 1,500 to 2,000 words.
Right.
If you're under 18, it's up to 750 words.
Okay.
There is an entry fee. For the under 18s, it's just £2.
Yeah.
And for the adults, it's £8.
Yeah.
So get your story in. The theme is vision. Mm. And, yeah.
It could be anything with about vision, yeah.
Whatever your interpretation of vision is.
Okay. So, fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's say I wrote a story, which I'm not entering, so...
Okay.
Assuming I wrote a story,
mm-hmm.
and I won, what would I win?
Ooh, now there's a very good question. You could... Well, we do have some really nice prizes. I can give you some clues. Hover Travel have kindly donated some wonderful prizes.
Yep.
Wonderful. But also, we've got...
get your free hovercraft.
Yeah.
A whole hovercraft all to yourself.
Well, not quite. But, you get to go on it, but you might have to share it with a few people. We've got vouchers, we've got cash, we've got all sorts of things. People, as always, are so generous, you know, and I have to just quickly say thank you to all the people that send us something every year, despite all the problems and the finances and lockdown and COVID-19, people are still putting their hands in the pocket.
They're
and
very generous,
being
aren't
generous,
they?
Yeah.
Do you know what sort of, how the entry's going in terms of numbers or anything like that?
It's always a tricky one because a lot of people, they don't hand in their entry until the closing date.
Yeah.
I have had some, and I did go down to Waterstones because you can drop them off at Waterstones, as I've said. So I had a handful of those, 9 or 10 just then. That was a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping when I go back on Friday, I'll be carrying out, there'll be a bag full.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which you've had plenty in the last few years, haven't you?
Yeah, it's usually, I think the first year I did it, five years ago, it was, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, there's no one's entered. But again, the last few days, I had this influx of entries.
And then you were covered in them.
Yeah. Then I was covered in them. It's like, oh my goodness. So
well, that's good. But it sounds like it's true to form then. You're going to get a load at the end of this week.
I hope so. And then obviously we'll have the award ceremony.
Which is in December.
It's Monday the 6th of December in the evening at the Riverside Centre, as always.
And do any of the winning entries get recorded?
They do. Yes, thank you, Maggie. That's another prize. The winning entries from each category will have their story read and recorded by one of four celebrities.
Who are?
Melvin Hayes, who we all know and love.
Of course, yes.
Richard Cadell from Sooty and Sweep fame.
Yep. Yes.
Yes, I think he's got a hand in that.
Oh, dear.
and we've got...
You can get your coat now, please.
Okay. We've got Robert Dawes and Amy Robbins. They're actually married, but both of them have been in shows like EastEnders, Casualty, Hopeless Okay, City.
So they're one of those faces you'd recognise. You think, I've seen them somewhere before.
The Royal, I haven't watched The Royal, but apparently they're in The Royal. And Susan at work, she watches The Royal and she says, I know who they are. Yep, so that's good enough for me. No, I haven't.
No. I don't even know what it is.
No, me neither.
No, I don't know what it is either.
It's probably about icing, I expect.
It's apparently very good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. We watch a lot of obscure shows. Other people say, what?
Yeah,
We're all the same.
Absolutely.
So that's all coming up on the 12th. That'd be a good night. They usually are a good night. And it's at the Riverside Centre.
And there's more. And there's more.
There's more.
They get played out on Victor's Radio.
They do indeed.
Oh,
do,
yes. Again, you kindly, every year you play out some
winning
stories.
They'll probably go out over the Christmas period.
Oh, okay.
Which is when...
And again. Be repeated.
They go out more than once, but they'll probably be played... We haven't finalised the Christmas schedules yet, but generally the winning stories feature in there somewhere.
Mm.
So,
and is it that they can possibly be come in and be interviewed, some of the winners?
Then come in and we can chat to them about what the inspiration was and everything else.
Fantastic.
Some people don't like being interviewed, it's not compulsory. If you don't want to, then fine.
Yeah.
But if you want to come in and say, look at how wonderful a writer I am, that's absolutely fine too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's always exciting. I always look forward to, I don't judge the entries, but it's lovely.
Oh, you've got mystery judges, haven't you?
Yes, we have mystery judges. Yes. I can't tell you who they are, obviously.
Of course. And to be fair, all the entries, I know this because it's your procedure, they're all anonymised.
They are.
So no one knows if they're judging one from their next door neighbour or anything like that.
No.
So.
It's they're purely judging by story only.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. So the award ceremony is here, isn't it?
Yeah, Monday the 6th of December at Riverside Centre. Mm-hmm. Doors open from 6:30 p.m. We do have still to be confirmed. We have a choir, mm-hmm. and we have Huxley.
We love Huxley.
I'm just waiting to hear back from a couple of others. A chap called Morris, he's one of our volunteers, but he also sings. He's an entertainer, so he's probably going to be our master of ceremony. Very nice guy, very funny, and a very good voice.
Good. Yeah, we'll have to borrow him if we do another one of those variety nights.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure he would, yes.
Yeah. Excellent. So that's the story writing competition.
Yes.
Loads going on there. Shall we take a short break and do a bit more? Do you want to move on? We'll take a little break. Anyway, we're still joined in the studio by Chris Kane from Sight for White. You've got a few other things to mention, haven't you, Chris?
Yeah, if that's okay. One of the things I wanted to mention was volunteers. I'm sure you can appreciate this. We need volunteers.
Of course.
Yes.
We're particularly looking for minibus drivers.
Oh, right.
And escorts. So if anyone is listening here and they love driving and can drive a minibus, please get in touch with us at Sight for White on 5 treble 205.
So driving a minibus over 21 kind of thing, isn't it? I think. Yeah.
It's maybe a daft question, but have you got a minibus or do they have to provide their own?
Funnily enough, we do have one.
Right.
Yes.
Just a question.
Yeah. That's a good question, Maggie. So we would really appreciate anyone that has some availability, however.
And
monthly,
this for taking your members on trips.
Yeah,
and things,
trips to and from Millbrook House. So we really could do with some drivers. So please, if anyone has some spare time.
Yeah.
And that would be based at from Millbrook House, which is in Carisbrook, more or less.
Yes, on the cusp.
Yes, yes. Very nice. So volunteers, particularly minibus drivers, okay.
Yes.
What else would you like them to do?
To anything really. We're okay. We've got lots of readers for Our Talking News, so we're okay with that, but it is primarily drivers.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Don't want people to make tea or...
We look after our volunteers, so we make
sure
them tea
because
they are very important.
I've got quite used to the voices of your news readers when we were doing the talking news on the air. You get the various names. Oh, I know that one. Yes, I know him. I know her. I've never met any of them.
They love doing it. They love doing it from home as well.
Yeah,
so they got
very handy that.
Good.
So volunteers to drive minibuses.
Yes, please. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else?
I wanted to talk about. They're having apparently a Christmas light switch on Saturday the 20th of November.
Right.
They've also got an ice skating rink going on.
Ooh.
Now, our CEO has secured 20 places for our members, really.
Right.
So if there are any members or any visually impaired people that would like to come along, please get in touch with us. Obviously, there are people there to support them, so you don't have to be tall.
Here's the
dean.
Ice. Off you go.
A little gentle push, off you go. Yeah. So if anyone's interested, then again, give us a call on 5 treble 205, and then we can take some details and sort that out.
But there's usually, I mean, I can't say there will be, but usually ice rinks for people with additional needs, they've got support structures, haven't they?
They do. I think they've got these things, they're called penguins, that you can sort of hold on to.
Like the sort of ice equivalent of a sholly.
So
it's a polly.
Could be.
Or something ollie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the date of that again, Chris?
That's the 20th. Saturday the 20th.
Is that Christmas night thing?
Well, it's from 2:30. We've got a slot from 2:30.
Okay.
So
the Christmas night switch on, there's tons of stuff going on there.
Apparently so, yeah. There's going to be singing and all sorts of things going on. So it should be quite a nice, fun, festive.
What we need some more of this stuff going on. We've been starved of it for nearly two years.
We have, it's so nice to
nonsense
see.
Nonsense stuff that we thought was just, I'm going to that.
People are making an effort. That's absolutely true. So, and just one more thing I wanted to mention,
please, if I may.
We have, Sight for White, having a Christmas fair at Millbrook House.
All right.
On another Saturday, Saturday the 27th of November, from 10:30 until 12:30. So we're going to have stalls, we'll have gifts for all ages, tombola, you can win a bear, we've got books.
What, real bear?
I'll check. He didn't move when I prodded him the other day, so it might not be. So we've got some gifts that volunteers and members have made, and also a Name the Giant Teddy
event.
So also there'll be tea, coffee, cakes and refreshments available.
Oh, well, that's it then. We're there. Tea, coffee and cakes.
You won't be there. You'll be here.
You'll be here.
I'll be
here,
yes. So what's the date of that again, Chris?
That's on Saturday the 27th of November.
Okay, lovely. We'll make sure we mention that on the morning.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Thank you, Chris, for coming in.
My pleasure, as
always. And we'll see you again in a month's time.
Yes.
Will it be nearly Christmas?
I know.
It's scary. Startling how quickly the year goes. We're just discussing how old we all are. We think, really? We're all that old? Wow. Okay, never mind.
I'm 25.
I know, yes. That's the trouble. You look in the mirror, don't you think, yeah, you still feel like you're sort of in your mid-20s inside. Look in the mirror and think, who the hell is that?
It's true, in the mirror, you don't change, do you? You see yourself, so you never see yourself change.
Because it's every day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. We'll see you again soon. Good luck. And just give us the phone number of Sight for White one more time.
The number is 5-2205.
You can find out anything you need to know by giving that number a call.
Yes.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at VectisRadio.fm.